You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Mondays, we hear from President Biden. On Tuesdays, we broadcast Republican responses. This morning, we hear from House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield. Here are his edited remarks.
Madam Speaker, 35 years ago, I fulfilled my American dream to own a business when I opened a small deli when I was only 20 years old. As a former small business owner, I understand how tough things can be, even in the good times. Running a small business taught me two important lessons. First, you are the first to work, last to leave, and the last to be paid. Second, your margins are tight, and high taxes too often make it impossible for Main Street to beat the odds. We should be on track for an incredible comeback. From jobs to vaccines, President Biden inherited an economy that was moving in the right direction because of Operation Warp Speed and the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which created the best economy in more than a generation. But the policies of the current administration have squandered all that progress. Bidenomics have made a mess of the economy, transforming what should have been a strong comeback into a serious crisis in less than 6 months. First, Democrats jammed through $1.9 trillion of the so-called rescue plan that continue to give taxpayer-funded handouts to people to stay home and do nothing. When he signed the spending package into law in March, President Biden promised America that help was on the way. But for business owners across the country, help wasn't on the way. Help wanted signs were. Describing his struggle to hire employees, Rode Hall, the CEO of Elaine Candles, told his local paper last week, "We have had more than 100 positions open since the start of the year. And just recently, we increased sign-on bonus to $1,200 for hourly positions, in part because we are competing with an entity that can print its own money, the federal government, and it's $300 extra per week additional unemployment benefits." Sadly, this isn't unique just to Mr. Hall. It is the same story I hear from businesses nationwide. In a matter of months, we went from the highest job openings on record in March, 8.1 million. Remember, that's the same month that President Biden signed his bill that he thought help was on the way, to the biggest job report miss in more than two decades. Unemployment actually increased despite the record number of openings. For the brief moment during the pandemic, it made sense to encourage people to stay home. But now in May 2021, it defies logic. We should not tax the people who are working to continue to pay people who choose not to. Another concern I'm hearing from businesses and workers is rising inflation. Consumer prices in April saw their largest increase in a single month since 1981, soaring by more than 1%. Inflation taxes every single American, especially affects those with the least income the most. But remember what President Biden promised. He wouldn't raise taxes on families making less than $400,000. By causing inflation to rise, President Biden has broken that pledge, and we are less than 5 months into this administration. Madam Speaker, any economics class would tell you the worst thing to do is exactly what the Bidenomics has done to this country. You inherit one of the strongest economies, a GDP growing, and you actually do the opposite. You pay people to stay home. You inflect more money into the economy from government, which only drives up inflation. We have not seen something like this since Jimmy Carter took this country into a stagnation. Now Americans are paying more at supermarkets, hardware store, and gas stations, and it's only been 5 months. In fact, we have a serious gas shortage in a nation that was recently energy independent. Madam Speaker, I remember wanting to see my grandmother one day. It was back during the Jimmy Carter years, and my father told me no. And I asked why we couldn't drive to see Grandma. Because our license plate ended in an even number, not an odd. It's the only other time you can compare what's happening in America today. The average price of gasoline remains above $3. This is the highest gasoline has been since the last time Biden was in office. In California, the average was $4.12. And in Virginia, prices were as high as nearly $7 a gallon. It didn't have to be this way. Instead of priming the pump, Bidenomics has emptied the tank. From inflation to gas lines, the American economy today looks like it did in 1979. Yet President Biden, Speaker Pelosi, and other Democrats still want to tax and spend more. I yield back.